be aware.
The real risk in this is when you go up to your car and you just put your bags in your car and then you go back in the shop.
You wouldn't do that?
Well, if it's in plain sight, I mean, it doesn't take anything to break somebody's window and get in. So now some of the SUVs have little covers for that back area.
Do you think that deters them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's easy, it's fast, and Sergeant Nelson says it doesn't really come with enough serious consequences.
The voters of California have essentially decriminalized theft, especially if it's less than $1,000. So the risk-reward for the criminal is definitely there for them.
I mean, so if someone steals from you $900 in stuff, what could they get?
It's a low misdemeanor now. I mean, you might spend the night in jail. That's it. From my experience, this is why you're seeing this rash of car break-ins in San Francisco and Oakland and a lot of places. There's no punishment that goes with that crime anymore. In the old days, you know, you'd get 30 days or 60 days, or if you kept doing it, you know, 6 months in the county lockup. That doesn't happen anymore for that.
So in the mind of a criminal, though, you're trying to do whatever you can do to get stuff with the least possible
least
consequence.
Amount of resistance, consequence, and chance of getting caught.